TRA committee. You know, I think there's just one thing that I've heard tonight from the other side of the table that I agree with, and that was that lessons need to be learned. But I kind of wonder really when that was decided. Was it last night, maybe? Because it's less than a week ago, a consultation exercise held at a day's notice. And how, you know, you can even expect to get the opinions of tenants, leaseholders, freeholders on the estate when you give 24 hours notice. It's absolutely fanatical. But that's not really what I want to say today. I've got a number of questions which I would like answers to. I went to the consultation process. I received the copy of frequently asked questions. And the last of those, the question about the special purpose vehicle, is one that concerns me the most. And I quote, "A special purpose vehicle is a private company with the council as the sole shareholder." So the question that comes to my mind is, who is the landlord? Is the landlord the private company, or is it the council? And if it's not the council, you know, my concern is this, is how do we guarantee, or what guarantees can we receive, that our rents are not going to be doubled or tripled in the subsequent years? Because, you know, it's not sort of fanciful consideration. This is happening. It's happening. We're seeing regeneration projects across London, which are absolutely disgraceful. We saw the New Era project, where people managed to actually take one step back from that scenario. So it's not completely out of the question. Where is the guarantee that these rents are going to be kept at council rent? The other thing I'd like to say about that is, I understand that under the Localism Act, the council can set up and run a commercial venture, this SPV, and it has to minimally break even or be financially successful. And it has to do that because it will be running a mix of property. And the big question that comes to my mind there is, does that mean corridors? You know, we can see it at the Open and Castle. If you go up there, you've got luxury flats next to social housing. Yeah. You've got one flat, one door at the front, you've got one door at the back.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that on our estate. I think that would be an absolute disgrace. If you bear with me, I've got a couple more questions. If this proposal is to go ahead, when are Lambeth going to stop moving vulnerable people onto the estate? I was one of those vulnerable people that moved 18 months ago. I've had over a year of chronic anxiety and depression. It's been the worst period in terms of my mental health that I've had since the diagnosis about 20 years ago. And I understand that a family was moved three months ago, into Papworth Way. When are you going to stop moving people on and not telling them what they're facing? Because I wasn't told. I had to find out from the community. And thank God we have a community that could actually, tell me in a kind and caring way that the property that I've moved into, which as far as I was concerned, was going to be for the rest of my life, that basically wasn't secure. And finally, I've just got one more question, and a lot of people have asked me this, and there's a lot of support for Cressingham, as you know, well beyond the estate, and everybody asks me the same question: when is this going to happen? Because, you know, we need answers. If this is going to happen, when is it going to happen? Because at the moment, people are just living with so much anxiety and stress and depression, and these are people who've never experienced these things before. And I just think that if, you know, a cooperative council, a caring,
so-called caring council, should not be operating in this way. Yeah. Thank you very much for that contribution, and I do mean it genuinely, although I'm sure you probably don't necessarily take it as that. You know, I'm very sorry that you have experienced that level of uncertainty, and I did start by saying I thought 3 years was a real indictment on the whole process, and I do mean that. I never wanted to draw that kind of I'll take down your questions, and I'll go to the last two contributors, and then I will ask for some answers.